Just here to discuss this with me now is Jean-Pierre Fester, Portfolio Manager at Fairtree Investments, which I understand, JP, you were short Steinhoff and you have been for a while.
Yes, Warren, thanks. Once again, we take no pleasure in what's happening with Steinhoff, but in the various funds that Fairtree Capital manages, some funds have been short, some of the hedge funds, and we disclose that just to give full disclosure that we have been short, and it's just fair to announce that before I make any further comments here.
We've seen that the amount of scrip out, which indicates how many people are taking positions in the fall of the share price, was at record levels. Give us your reasons why you've been short this stock in particular.
Well, there have always been murmurings regarding the accounting treatments in the books of Steinhoff and the aggressive tax structuring. And Steinhoff themselves have disclosed in the pre-listing statement when they listed in Frankfurt that the tax risk is one of the major risks that the company faces. And they also refer to a disagreement with their joint venture partner, Andreas Seifert, in Europe, specifically regarding the purchase of Conforama and the uncertainty whether Conforama should actually have been consolidated in the financials of Steinhoff. So I think any good analyst that did their homework and delved into publicly available information would have found sufficient information to make them quite nervous. And if you plug that into your model and do a valuation of Steinhoff, it did mean that some thought there was scope to be short of the share, which we thought as well. Once again, not every time someone shorts a share, they think it will go to zero. I have a whole portfolio of shorts. I have roughly 15 shorts in the major hedge fund that I manage. So one doesn't just short a share because you think it's going to zero. It's just good risk management in a hedge fund that if you are long certain shares, you'd also short certain other shares. But there was enough publicly available information in the case of Steinhoff to justify a short.
And specifically, I mean, you're talking about an issue around Conforama, the integration or consolidation of Conforama into the company's accounts. There's also been issues with joint venture partners and an indication you mentioned around tax structuring. Just take us through some of the homework that you did. Was it just the Conforama acquisition that convinced you that something is being misrepresented here, that value is being misrepresented at the very least?
Well, it was a few things. Firstly, Conforama was the first major one where it had been consolidated in the financials. And if you go back to when they purchased Conforama, I think it's roughly 10 years ago, they never disclosed that they had a joint venture partner and that there was contingent liability in terms of needing to either give half of Conforama to the joint venture partner or pay the joint venture partner to take full control of Conforama. The transaction was always just disclosed as a very open and shut, clear vanilla takeover of Conforama, which with hindsight, what they disclosed later on seems not to have been the case. Secondly, there was a joint venture disagreement with the POCO chain of stores with Seifert. And once again, if you read what Seifert himself had said in the German media, and you can do that, it's public information. One can just Google Andreas Seifert. You come to some German sites, you use a translation function on your web browser, and you can read as an English-speaking analyst what Seifert had said. And based on that, it would seem like it was almost a non-compete agreement for Steinhoff and Seifert to stay out of each other's way and to actually work together in France regarding Conforama. So that had some further suspicions that were raised. And then finally, regarding the tax situation, Steinhoff, once again, to give them due, did disclose that there was a criminal investigation by the German tax office into their affairs. That mostly has to do with brand royalties, where they sold certain brands to companies in Switzerland and paid royalties to those Swiss companies. And the interesting thing there is that in a few cases, they then bought those companies back in Switzerland. So in the end, they were owners of the brand again, either fully or partly, but they were able to pay low tax on deducting the royalties in high tax jurisdictions, but only being taxed in a low tax Swiss jurisdiction for the royalty payments on brands. So all these particular effects raise some alarm and some concern.
I think this was probably compounded, has been compounded by, certainly talking to some analysts yesterday, the number of acquisitions that the company has been doing, as well as the restructuring of its businesses that seems to be perpetual. Do you believe that that made it more difficult to see what was actually going on in these businesses?
Definitely. Any company that is very active, that makes a lot of acquisitions very often, it's very difficult to see like-for-like growth, to see the true operating performance of how the operations are performing. They normally give you pro forma numbers, which can include significant adjustments. And also, you can't really get a good grasp of the debt levels and how well the debt is being serviced by the earnings of the company, because you have a mismatch between the term of which the earnings are in the financials, which would be less than a full year in the case of those acquisitions, versus the debt on the balance sheet. And in Steinhoff's case, the debt, the gross debt on Steinhoff's balance sheet is 100 billion rand, roughly.
Right.
That is a big number. So because of the high debt levels, the high acquisitive activity, and the complexity that brings into it, it wasn't so easy to discern exactly what was going on. And that is probably why you had such a big difference between, call it, the Steinhoff bulls and the Steinhoff bears, which led to the big share price movements.
JP, do you think we're going to find a hole in the balance sheet here? I mean, you've alluded to non-disclosure around JV partners, problems with the JV agreements between JV partners and obviously tax. But do you think there's going to be a material restatement, or there has been a material misstatement in the balance sheet?
Well, that is exactly what the auditors are now trying to discern. And Steinhoff, in today's announcement, firstly said that new information came to light today. We don't know what that new information is, but we also know that Deloitte did not want to sign off the financials that were due to be released today. So there does seem to be a hole. That's why we don't have the full financials. We don't know how big the hole is. And that hole could relate to Conforama and whether it should have been fully consolidated in this period or in past period. It could be regarding Campion Capital, which is the Swiss entity that owns the brands, owns the JD Group book, the Catfin book, and a bunch of other entities related to Steinhoff but not consolidated in the accounts of Steinhoff. And we wait to see what the auditors, together with PwC as an independent party, will find to see how big this hole is. But I think it's fair to say, if you see also the share price reaction, that there is a hole in the books. We just don't know how big the hole is.